Jacob.
Yeah, what's up?
What do a brother-sister wrestling duo competing for a chance at fulfilling their dreams and a cute couple participating in the deadliest game of their lives have in common?
Whoa, I don't know. What do they have in common?
Well, let's find out.
Because this week I watched Game Night.
And this week I watched Fighting With My Family.
And now it's time to make
the movie connection.
Alright, welcome in everybody. Hi there, I'm Jacob and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection.
Yeah.
Which is a podcast where we assign each other movies that we haven't seen before. And then we sit down and, we watch the movies and then we sit down and we discuss and we review them. And then we try to see if we can make any connections between these two different movies. Any connective tissue, you know? And the results have been interesting.
Yeah.
And this week was no disappointment.
I was like, what?
I didn't know where I was going, and then I found it. Because, this week I watched the movie Game Night.
Whoop, whoop.
Casey forced me to watch.
I did. I wanted him to watch it a long time ago, and he refused.
Yeah.
Very stubbornly.
Comedies,
it's okay.
You know? And we'll talk about that. Like, that's a good thing to talk about.
Totally.
Because this is it's considered a mainstream comedy, and it's one of the better, mainstream comedies we've had in a while.
Yeah.
There was a period of time there in the 2000s where, woof, it was rough.
That's true, because especially in that time period that you're talking about, the humor just did not age well. I feel like this movie, it's only a few years old, but it's aged nicely so far,
right.
And I don't foresee it, changing direction
it's
or whatever.
It's true, because think about, these 2000s comedies, there's only just, a handful that stand out that, kind of stand the test of time, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Knocked Up. Mostly the Apatow stuff.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. But I'm sorry. And then, Casey, the movie you watched this week?
Oh, yeah. My movie is Fighting With My Family.
Yeah, Fighting With My Family. And then you had quite a pew week.
I did. This week I saw Black Widow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Definitely hang on to that, because I've got a question that's going to...
Ooh, okay.
Fit with that nicely, I think.
I'm excited.
But that's awesome. You saw Black Widow. Awesome. That's because, that's available on Disney Plus and in theaters
it
now?
It is both, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We did go
did
to...
Did you go to the theater?
We did. We went to the theater...
Safely, though.
We wore masks the whole time.
There we go.
There was only two other people in the theater, and they weren't sitting next to us.
And Casey, are you vaccinated?
I am fully vaccinated since March, and so was my husband. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Double vaccination in this house. In fact, we require it, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, for sure. Probably won't be able to see another movie for a while, though, because I don't want to, contribute to things shutting down.
It's true.
Again, I don't... Yeah. We just got out of
lockdown.
Don't
want to test your luck, either.
Yeah. We just got out of lockdown. I don't want to go back into lockdown. I want to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Delta variant, though, it's on the rise, so you got to be careful.
It is. And we're about to head into flu season as well.
Oh,
and
shit. That's true.
I don't want that either.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. You know what? Very cool. So, let's get started. I think it's my turn to start this week.
It is.
We, like to alternate that.
Yeah, we do.
So, let me start with, in my own words, a little synopsis for Game Night going on here. From the writer of Herbie Fully Loaded and The Country Bears comes a dark comedy starring Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams as Max and Annie, a couple who are self-proclaimed hosts of frequent game nights with their circle of friends, including Ryan, played by Billy Magnuson. Ooh, I'm sorry. There's a G in there. It throws it all off. Magnuson. Maybe you pronounce it. That could very well be. So Billy Magnuson of Ingrid Goes West. And then you got Kevin, played by Lamorne Morris of New Girl.
Love him.
And Kevin's longtime partner Michelle, who is played by Kylie Bunbury from Big Sky and Under the Dome.
Yeah.
The nights are pretty low-key and include the typical assortment of board games and trivia and charades. One night in particular becomes particularly fun. Wow, terrible writing. Particularly fun when Max's brother Brooks, played by Kyle Chandler, comes to visit, bringing up a lot of repressed jealousy and feelings of inferiority to come up for Max. But they decide to conduct the game night at Brooks's new swanky house, and they are introduced to a hyper-realistic game that includes kidnapping, car chases, and gunplay that may be more real than the participants are willing to believe. Dun, game dun, night. Dun.
That's a fun fact about the Country Bears and Herbie.
Yeah, right? I could not believe it. And that's why I was like, I gotta make sure to plug this, because that's like...
You could not even... There's no...
There's no... Like,
there's no connection.
Yeah, there's no connection there. Like, we have a disconnect, people.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
Isn't it? And like, and then I think the directors themselves are responsible for Accepted, I think.
Okay.
Which was a Justin Long movie.
Yep. Yeah.
Way back there.
Oh my god. That movie's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is definitely one of their better additions. And I found 100%. Out that Jason Bateman was going to direct, but then when he brought the script to these two guys for a polish, like a script polish, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll rewrite it, but we want to direct it. And he was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is nice, but I kind of wish that he would have directed. I feel like it's kind of
I'm curious what it would have
on their part.
Like, yeah. Right? How much different would it have been?
Yeah. But now I'm interested, because that means we're going to get a Jason Bateman movie soon.
That would be cool.
Because he's obviously got the itch.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of Jason Bateman's, personally.
Yeah,
he's
great.
A fun actor, yeah.
I was introduced to him in a weird way. It was Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think we talked
about that, maybe. It might have. I don't know if it was on air or off air. We never know.
Yeah, who knows?
But yeah, that was my intro to him, and then saw that he was... And then it was in Hancock.
Uh-huh.
And then was like, oh, this guy's pretty interesting. Oh, I guess he's good, because he keeps
great.
Showing up
yeah.
and stuff.
I love him.
Yeah, good guy. Good pirate.
Good pirate.
Yeah. You could play a pirate.
I like
not really.
Love that this movie is so unique to itself too. It's yeah. not like a retelling.
It's a dark comedy, I guess, like is what I kind of came up with.
I would agree with that. Yeah. yeah. There's some dark comedy shit happening for
because
sure.
it's not like it's I think we kind of talked about with The Heat, where The Heat is
straight comedy,
like wanting to capitalize on the laughs. This almost, like, I was afraid that this was going to be that.
I could see why you would feel that way, because this was a movie that I remember seeing the trailer for.
Right.
And our mom loves Jason Bateman as well, and she went through a phase where she was, like, obsessed with him. Love
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
And when this came, you know, was coming out, she was like, do you want to go see this with me? And I was like, sure.
Hmm.
At the time, I don't think, I did not have MoviePass at the time, but still yeah. at the time, Josh and I love to see movies, so...
Right.
I watched the trailer and I was like, huh, mm-hmm. trailer's kind of campy. Yeah. Looks like it might be a little bit,
yeah.
like you
the
said,
comedy.
Like a laugh track
comedy.
Movie.
Yeah.
But then you go into it and it was actually one of the few times that I was like, oh, the trailer didn't give any of this away.
Yeah,
like,
true.
It was so good
mm-hmm.
and totally a shock for me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was going to be more like Tag, honestly, the movie
sure.
Tag. And I think they kind of came out around the same time, too,
they
so that
did.
Didn't help.
I saw
yeah.
that one in the theater as well.
Yeah.
Maybe I did have... I don't know when I had the movie pass anymore, you guys.
Right. I know, it all kind of blurs.
Time
because then,
is losing
like,
meaning.
Don't even say the words 2020. Or numbers? Wait, what?
Words?
don't even mention 2020, because yeah. that's like... It's like, you know, in 2020, it's like, hey, you're going to have to really be specific.
Yeah, I don't... Nothing. What what happened in 2020?
Just a blur of awfulness. Like, that's it.
Yep. Yep. I bought my house goodness. In 2020.
Oh, that was... And see, that was kind of the good thing.
It was, but it feels like... This is the weird part about 2020,
but it was
and
also
then I'm going to get into this.
At the same time.
It's
yeah.
like... It's like, you're just like, oh, that feels like years ago
right.
that we
right.
started all of this. And
yeah,
then,
it really does.
And then I'm in the house and I'm like, oh, it feels like I just moved in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this weird, I'm like, what is time?
Yes, for real. Well, right, like I'm noticing more and more, like 2017, 2018 movies and stuff are so vastly, like, there seems to be a weird drop off. Like,
totally. You
know. Yeah, interesting.
Are you ready for some questions?
Q&A, lay it on me. What do you want to know? What do you want to know about what I thought?
All right. So I know that you're just starting to like kind of like Rachel McAdams. What did you think of her role in this?
I thought she was great. See, I like so.
Because you were introduced to her in Sherlock Holmes, right?
Sherlock Holmes, like that was the big one. Because I missed. I wasn't gonna see.
The Notebook.
The Notebook. I wasn't gonna see that. Like, you know. Part of that is...
Am I putting that on the list for season 2?
I think so, yeah. We accepted that that's going to happen, yeah.
Just got ready to cry.
No, it's not... That's not going to happen. Bullshit. I could still hate it. Like, that's the thing. I could.
It might be objectively bad.
It could be. And because, see, same with Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, I wasn't ready to accept... Like, both of them had been tainted by that movie for me.
Jake
where it's
Gyllenhaal?
Like, oh, sorry, Ryan Gosling.
I was like, wait, was he in it?
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. But I've come around on him hardcore,
he's
where it's
so
just like, I
good.
Actually like him.
He's such a good actor.
So Rachel, like, kind of the same thing. I need to see more of her stuff, I think. And I was going to say, it's like, maybe she's one of those actresses that I'm going to like her comedy stuff. Like, she's never really,
really
done comedy. Like, and then I remembered, she was in Mean Girls.
Oh yeah, she
so,
absolutely
so like she
was.
Like, you know, and I really
George
she
herself.
Was great in that. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to be more apt to give her a shot, I suppose. But I can't really think of any other movies of hers that I've seen so much. She also was in True Detective, but I wasn't interested in that season. Vince Vaughn was in that. Second season, not really into it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna be more open-minded when it comes to her.
Good.
So I was ready to write her off. Like, I hope she does more comedy though, because she was, one of the best parts of.
I agree. Like, I think that she really shines in the comedic roles. Like, she's really funny.
Yeah.
Naturally, and she has.
Her
like
and Jason Bateman had great chemistry
they
too.
They had such good chemistry, and she like can do the beat, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she knows the tone in which and the time to...
Yeah.
The
she was able to keep up with
really
him.
Good. Yes.
Like, a lot of, like, you know, people would be intimidated by the likes of Jason Bateman. Like,
yeah, he's
that's
great.
Arrested Development guy.
Right.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of
super
those...
Super popular. Like...
Super popular. And I should really... It's, like, another one of those things I'm like, oh, I should give this another shot. There's, like, a few shows that I feel that way about. Like, The Office.
Ah, yes.
People are going to scream in their headphones
right
now.
At this point, though, shows like that, it's kind of too late.
Well, like...
It's like, I would never expect anybody to get on board with Friends now.
Oh. See, I made Chandel watch it recently. but that's okay. We're different.
She liked it.
She loved it.
Cool. All right.
It's great. Yeah, no,
Gilmore Girls is probably still acceptable.
Oh,
people
yeah.
could still probably get into
because
that.
Because they used such old pop culture references in the show, it's kind
smart.
Of timeless. The only time that Gilmore Girls, you start to feel its age, is in season 6 when they get fucking flip phone cell phones. And then you're like, damn it.
Oh, no. Not
if they wouldn't have had cell phones.
What's the place called? No, not in...
Stars Hollow.
Not in Stars Hollow.
Yeah, they used payphones.
I even know that it's actually about a place.
Like, yes, that's true. It is so much about the place. Anyways, back to your questions.
We're back with the tangents, y'all.
Oh, yeah. So, in theme of this movie, what's your favorite board game?
I had a feeling this was coming, and I told myself to make a list, and I didn't.
Damn it.
No, well... let's say top 3.
Okay, I love this.
Like, because I'm a sucker for Clue.
Ugh, Clue is such a
love
classic.
A good Clue. There's so many, and there's those games that have so many different themes. Like, those are always fun. Like, how many versions of Monopoly are there? Like, I like 100. A good theme.
Do you like Monopoly?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
Like, I'd be interested to play it the real way, because apparently that's interesting. Like, because it's actually more... about sociology. It's about helping people.
Fascinating.
And stuff, yeah. I wouldn't include Monopoly, though.
No.
would include an unconventional board game that maybe people are unfamiliar with. It is a Batman-themed board game.
Yeah.
And more specifically, Batman Forever-themed board game called Batman Battle at the Big Top.
That's fun.
And I don't know if you remember this, Casey, but... So Batman Forever was, like, my favorite Batman movie.
Oh, I do remember that.
So this board game, it had like a plastic rig that you had to set up. So there were some board games that you had to set up.
Yeah.
Like Mousetrap, insane. Like, you know.
So fun.
but you had to set this one up and you set up a little big top and your characters were like little cardboard cutouts and you moved them about and you had a ball that you launched at stuff.
It was so cool.
It's very interesting from a heyday of board games. That one, and then, you know, you gotta love a good Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, yeah, Trivial Pursuit's great.
Disney version specifically.
Hell yeah, that's good.
Yeah, like, those are the classics. I think those are the good ones. Life is always enjoyable, that's a go-to.
It's fun.
What about you?
For me, I gotta say Talisman's up there.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think
Talisman's
to include the
pretty
adult
fun.
Versions. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is.
It is. It's super fun. That's a game we like to play a lot, but it's a very long game.
It is.
I love Catan, which is like a Monopoly, but it's like about trading resources and not
resources.
Money. And I really like that game. It's pretty fun. My third one would probably have to also be Clue.
Clue.
Because Clue is such a good board game. It's so fun.
It is.
It's a really good one.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Love it.
Oh, man. That was, like, a fun thing that I liked about this movie, too, is that they, like, showed them playing different board games, all kinds of different board games, and charades.
And then
and
the
like,
charades, and then the trivia night. I like that they
the
met
trivia
during
night.
Trivia night.
I love that.
I was like, I wanted a whole movie. I was, like, afraid that they stole my idea. It's like, oh, it's just going to be about them, like, meeting. It's like, no, that's just the catalyst.
It's just the catalyst,
kid,
yeah.
Kicks it off.
It's cute. Love trivia nights.
Yeah.
I think it's so fun. Any kind of trivia, like we've done a couple of themed ones. We used to go to general trivia every week at our local little pub down the road.
Could be anything.
It's so fun. And sometimes you're like, oh my god, I know all of this and I don't know how my brain remembers all of this random shit. And then sometimes you're like, I suck. And it's fine because
yeah.
I have beer.
Didn't you do a Gilmore
food.
Girls trivia night?
Yes, and we got third place.
Yeah, kick
yeah.
ass.
That was hard.
Won a Harry Potter one, though, right?
I did. Got first place in Harry Potter trivia.
Humble brag.
Humble brag. I also dressed to impress for the Harry Potter one.
Go figure.
Christmas movie trivia. We did that one
oh,
time.
Oh, shit. I gotta do that.
It's they're pretty fun, I'm not gonna lie.
I wonder...
And usually, like, whatever bar you go to...
I'd only do it now if they... did it the
they'd have
virtual
to socially distance and like because it's really you're just at a restaurant at a table
yeah that's true
which people are doing and they're saying is a fairly low risk thing to do as long as it's spaced
messed
out appropriately
up.
So they would have to do it like that you know all the trivias that I've been to include you writing down an answer and sending it up unlike this one where they yell the answer out because that would be less safe.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're right. Stop yelling.
I'm not going to throw my spit everywhere. But anyways,
nice.
So I like that they include all that. I thought that was really fun.
Agreed.
My third question before we move to our favorites.
Yeah.
How great is Gary the neighbor?
Gary. So that actor is amazing.
Holy
are you familiar
crap.
With him?
Like, I, so like
you
he's
know the
like
guy?
One of the faces that I definitely recognize, but not from one specific thing in my brain.
Right.
And I didn't do any research.
Yeah. Well, he's on the rise too. His name's Jesse Plemons. I knew him from I'm familiar with him because of Breaking Bad.
Okay, that's probably where I recognize him from as well, because I did watch that show.
He's a little shit in that. Like, and he's got one of those faces, man. It's a very specific, unique
face.
So that's why I feel like they don't quite know what to do with him, but he's a character actor, so, you know.
He is, and he, like...
And I've seen him do both ways, where it's like, he can be a villain, where it's like, I don't trust you, I don't like you, or don't... And then I've seen him be buddy-buddy, and, you know. But also because of Breaking Bad, you kind of don't trust that because he was like that. So,
Yeah, and this one, like, the first time I saw it, I was like, is he going to be the villain, like, standing in the corner with his dog?
Yeah, they did a good job with that. Like, very creepy, very eerie guy. So yeah, creepy. But he was great. Like, see, that was the only part that maybe was a bit too much. But no, they did it just right, and that actor is so good that
he's so good. Yeah, I thought that was so fun.
Yeah, and he provided the great twist near the end there.
Totally.
Yeah, they did really good with those, too. Like, we haven't even talked about that, how there's these crazy twists in there. And I said in a review that I posted where it's like, to me it came together in the last 25, 30 minutes. Like, it's almost worth the movie just for that
yeah.
stuff.
Like when he acts like he got shot and confronts them.
Yeah, basically when he comes in for the big rescue and then, everything that follows. All the, and then, what the fuck? Dexter? What is Dexter doing here? I've never even seen Dexter. I've seen, like, an episode or two.
But you know him from Dexter. Yeah, of course you
Everybody
do.
Calls him Dexter.
Yes. Yeah. So fun. Yeah. Definitely, you're right. It totally comes together at that time. I was watching it and I was like, if I was trying to learn a lesson from this movie, what would my lesson be? And I think it is, don't be a jerk to your friend,
I think, that's a big one.
That's
it's
one
like,
of
don't
them.
Don't not include me in anything ever again or whatever.
He's like spitting out blood. I was like, you're being kind of manipulative, but also I'm here for
it. But he did make a point. That's fair. Crazy shit.
So funny.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Really one of the better mainstream comedies. So this is the kind of comedy I can get on board with, and I feel like this might be the direction we're going with comedies going forward.
So.
I appreciated it for its reservedness.
Yeah.
We're already kind of talking about it. In the 2000s, it was just about capitalize on laugh a minute, like they keep them laughing, like what if it's quiet in the theater, we're fucked, like
right, make it appropriate or
jokes. To just offend, like it really was about offending as much as possible too. Gross out movies were big, date movie, not another teen movie, all those movies
yes
which yikes, and they're still doing those
yikes.
Yeah,
I agree. I hope the comedy goes in this direction because it's so fun. This was like a fun ride to watch. And I do like a movie that can surprise me.
Yeah,
because we watched so many movies.
Yes.
That like I, even watching it a second time because I hadn't watched it in so long, I was like, oh, right. Gary doesn't die. And then I was like, oh, right. There's like a mobster guy for real. Like,
he does very much die.
Gary?
Yeah.
He doesn't die. He's at their last game night.
Oh, that's right. Wait, what?
Gary, the cop, the neighbor guy?
Yeah, he lived?
Yeah. He was at the game night.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I'm like, I just watched
I just watched it too. I was like, wait a sec. So he just got a really bad wound.
Yeah, they shot him. They did shoot him,
they
but he didn't
very
die.
Very much shot him. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that's right. Woo.
Unlike that guy that... Rachel McAdams accidentally killed.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Good stuff.
So time for the favorites.
The favorite questions.
What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was the bullet removal scene.
It's so good.
In which Rachel McAdams' character, Annie, has to help her... fiancé. Oh, husband. Yeah, that's right. Husband. Helps her husband, but who has been shot by her recently.
That whole scene in the bar, though, where she's like talking to the gun. And
good shit. Like, see, that's so what I'm saying. Good. She's great. And she even does the signature Pulp Fiction.
Totally.
Like, and I knew it right away. I was like, oh my God, she's doing the thing. I know that reference. I know that connection, if you will. She's great. But no, she has to remove the bullet and like they're figuring out the way to do it. And it's like, again, it's similar to this. Similar to the scene from Heat, I gotta say, but I love it. Like, you know, it just works.
It's funny.
I'm just going to make a tiny incision here. Okay. Stop. Like, what the fuck? That is not a tiny incision.
Look at
That's bone. That's bone.
I know. She's like, do you hear that? Click, 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 click.
So what the fuck are you doing?
That scene is so funny.
It's really good.
It's so good.
It's my. That's why it's my favorite scene.
It's probably my favorite too, but my second favorite might be him like trying to clean up the dog in the blood room. Which, by the way, he probably needs like some blood after all. Shit.
Yeah, for real. Man, and especially considering that it went clean through, yeah, well, there would have been way more blood. Ouch. Like, yikes. Like, my God, yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. Good scene.
It's a great scene.
Good choice. Favorite quote?
Favorite quote. It's always an exchange with me sometimes, because it's hard to pick, like, especially
it's
with comedies.
It's so hard with
like,
one-liners,
like,
yeah.
Like, one-liner. Especially, like, something like this that, you know, has some poignant moments, but, you know, like, it's more about the comedy. But no, I liked this moment shared between Brooks and Max. Like, Brooks is like, the Bulgarians are going to kill me. Probably you guys, too. Why would you come here? And Max says, because you're my brother and I can't just let you die even though you might deserve it. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been, it's like,
sometimes
man.
Sometimes you feel that way.
I really just want you to, like, not exist for a little bit. Like, not permanently, but just for a little bit and then come back because I'm at my wit's end
so
with
mad.
You. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That was a great exchange and, you know, touching.
Like, yes, yeah. Very touching.
Thank you.
Good one. And
isn't this guy who plays Brooks, by the way, Kyle Chandler? He's the guy who did that newspaper show, right? Like, I feel like we always talk about
that. What in the hell is that called? It's called, hold up.
Yep.
Click his name, please. What is it called? It is him, isn't it? It's,
Yesterday's Edition? No.
No, something. It is something edition, though. What is it? It's,
Yep. What's it called, Casey?
I don't. You're asking my brain to remember something that happened so long ago.
Whoa, sorry.
Ow.
It's not what you think. Early Edition.
Early Edition.
And yes, it is very much him. He did 90 episodes
so
of that
no
bad boy.
So no wonder I like him so much.
See, that's what I know him from.
Me too. Like,
I always
liked
just thought
that
he was
show.
One of the faces. Yeah.
Out of all the like different crime scene kinds of shows that our parents watched, and they watched them all,
mm-hmm.
Law and Order,
CSI,
Criminal Minds, CSI,
yep.
All of them. That was the best.
That was a fun one. Yeah, Kyle Chandler. So that's what I know him from. Early Edition. So it was a guy who would get tomorrow's paper today.
Yes.
Fucking Jesus.
And the cat would bring it to him.
And it's pretty great. Like, you know, it runs on the premise. Like,
yeah. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Anyway.
Favorite performance.
Favorite performance. Rachel McAdams steals it.
Yeah,
you know?
Buddy.
And I wanted to refrain from choosing either Jason Bateman or Rachel McAdams, but she's just so clearly
she's
good.
She's so good.
Brooks would be a strong second. Like, Kyle Chandler, I was surprised at how well he did. Like,
and
as in a comedy. Like, I wouldn't think of that. Yeah.
He didn't learn a fucking thing.
See, and do you think that we're going to get a sequel out of this?
So, I really, when I left the theater, I was like, cool, there's going to be another one. I'm happy because I enjoyed it so much, but no.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think so.
It's been 3 years, right?
Yeah,
it came
right.
out in 2018.
I don't really think it can, and like,
but it's
you could maybe do
ending.
It if it was like another group, but even then, like, why call it Game
yeah,
Night
don't.
At that point, you know?
Yeah, just make a whole new movie if that's the case.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. Like, I would love to see Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams team up again. Like,
oh, yeah,
again,
they
like,
would
you
be
know,
so good.
Because they got great chemistry.
I loved
again.
The cameo from Chelsea Peretti, the pregnant lady that runs the murder mystery.
Oh, yeah. From
she's so funny.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I found out something about her.
Please tell me.
She is. Hold on. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait. She's married to Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
I did not.
So I love her. She's a comedian.
She's great.
And her stand-up is really good,
too.
I
thought it was Lauren Lapkus at first. She's
they
got a Lauren Lapkus
very
look.
Very similar, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, both of them look yeah. a lot alike. Totally. But I loved her little piece in that. That was fun. She's
was
real
great.
Good with the sarcasm, you know.
Big time.
So rate, rewatch, and recommend.
All right, so would I rewatch? Would I recommend? Yes to both of
yay.
Those. I would definitely do that. Yeah, I would definitely rewatch it. Because just to make sure, I was like, those twists, like, worked very well.
Yeah, honestly,
I was,
like,
genuinely surprised.
I can't believe I haven't rewatched it until I assigned it to you. And I think it's going to be on my, like, once a year list, probably. Because it's really fun.
It's fun. And then I would recommend it, for sure. Yeah. And then as far as out of 5 stars, I give this a solid 4.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good for a comedy.
Pretty good.
4 stars out of 5.
Boop, boop.
Yeah, really enjoyable. I think, I hope we get Jason Bateman directing soon.
Ugh, that would be a dream. I love him so much. And in case you guys haven't, check out his podcast.
Oh, shit, he's got a podcast?
He's got a podcast. Let me grab it real quick.
Shit, Jason Bateman does?
Yes.
Jason the Bateman.
It's called Smartless. It has Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes.
And wait, Will Arnett?
Yeah.
God damn.
It's 3 guys having their friends, their longtime friends, and they just have a fucking blast together.
How am I not listening to this?
You need to. They have different people on all the time. So Jason Bateman's first guest was Jennifer Aniston, which I loved so much.
Wow. I've been going through a Jennifer Aniston thing.
I am always going through a Jennifer Aniston thing. So definitely check that out. It's really fun. It's a great listen.
Hmm. Good to know.
Jason Bateman is the little creator of that, and he's definitely, like, he's the you of the podcast. He, like, handles all the tech stuff and planning.
Wow. Good for him. That's awesome.
And each week they, or each episode, I don't know if it's weekly, they take turns bringing on a guest.
Okay.
And they don't tell the others who it's going to be.
One more time, it's Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and who? Oh.
Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes.
Okay.
Who is from Will and Grace. He is, what is his name in Will and Grace? He's like the shorter, more or overtly gay character. Like, I don't know how to say that without being offensive.
I was like, it's like, how are you going to do this?
Because Will's character,
more
like, you
flamboyant,
don't,
I would say.
Yes, absolutely. He's great. He's great in that, he's a really fun guy.
He brings great energy in everything he does.
He totally does, especially with those two. He definitely brings something to the group.
Great.
They have Paul McCartney on. They have tons of great people.
Good.
On the podcast. So fun.
Well, you kind of blew your recommendation, didn't you?
I've actually recommended this before.
Okay, so it's cool then. We're in the clear, folks.
Yeah, we are.
With that, you know, what do you say we sagwa the Siamese cat? Was that what it was?
Oh, it was.
Classic. No, Casey, why don't you tell me a little bit about the movie you watched, which was...
Fighting with My Family.
Tell me about it in your own words. What do you got?
Yeah, Fighting with My Family. It's a movie about a family who's obsessed with wrestling.
Oh, man.
They're over in England in this tiny butt crack of a town.
Across the pond.
Across the pond. We follow Paige and her brother, Zach, when they get a once-in-a-lifetime chance to try out for the WWE.
Shit.
When Paige gets accepted and Zach doesn't, she has to face this alone and find her purpose to become a star.
Damn. Yeah.
Paige,
very interesting.
Paige played by the wonderful Florence Pugh. There is a lot of really great actors in this movie.
Yeah.
Definitely star-studded. There's The Rock, which I don't know,
like,
if I classify him
cameos,
as great, but...
cameos every, like, 10 minutes that you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what are you doing here?
Totally.
Like, what the Rock? What the hell? And then Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, who is a compelling character.
It's
I'm not
really
going to lie.
Yeah. Had you heard about this one?
So it often comes up in my recommended list on Amazon of things that it wants me to watch.
I see.
But the poster that they have on Amazon is a bunch of wrestlers in black and white standing in front of a door. And I'm just like, Amazon, why the fuck do you think I want to watch this?
True. And like, oh, see, that's, wasn't that surprising to see, like, that always gets me off guard seeing the WWE thing pop up. It's like, this is produced by WWE.
How weird is that?
So weird.
So weird. But
really,
I think it's
quality.
Like based off of a real story.
True.
Obviously
story.
At the end, during the credits, they showed interviews with the real people.
And she was, what a cool family, actually. Like,
cool
I was
family.
Glad to see that, like, they, you know, they did pretty good for the movie, and then you come to find out, like, I would love to see a documentary about those guys.
Totally.
Like,
very fun.
Yeah, because they didn't, they got it right. Like, they did. You know, they very much are that kind of unique family.
Absolutely.
It's really, because, like, the quality of this movie does not say WWE to me. Like,
no, I would agree with that.
They usually produce, like, weird horror movies starring, mm-hmm. like, John Cena. Or, like, what was the Marine? What? Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
It was, like, something called The Marine, I feel, and it starred John Cena or something.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. They tried to give Stone Cold Steve Austin a acting break there for a little bit. Yeah, very interesting. So you had heard about it, sort of.
Yeah, it would come up in my things to watch, and I would, like, click into it to see if I want to watch it, and then I'd see the poster of the wrestlers, and I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
I will say that, like, for a good 10 minutes, I was just staring at Paige, and I'm like, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because she looks so different with black hair.
Yes, yeah.
Holy crap,
true.
I did not realize for a minute it was Florence Pugh. Like,
right.
It took a minute.
And I forget that she's British.
I don't forget that,
yeah.
But yes.
And she is the one who is seeing Zach Penn, is that correct?
Zach Braff.
Zach Braff, my bad. Zach Braff.
From Scrubs.
Yes,
JD
from
Scrubs.
That's right. And she's great. I follow her on Instagram. She's very cool.
I love her. She's so nice.
So I'm pretty sure you've never been a fan of wrestling.
No.
How was that for you? How was your experience with this movie centered on a wrestling family?
It was good. I didn't think that they overdid it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally never been a huge fan of wrestling, like you just said. I did date a couple of wrestlers in high school, and I would, like, go to their matches.
Right.
Not like
But that wrestling's different than this wrestling.
Totally different. Yeah. Josh liked WWE, and he had, like, a video game on the PS2 that he would play sometimes.
No way. Nice.
He did. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think he liked it more than I did.
Right.
But,
So you wouldn't be able to identify any wrestlers, I'm guessing.
Just The Rock and
Just
John
The
Cena.
Rock. Yeah. Maybe
just
Stone Cold, maybe.
Famous people that have done other things.
For sure. You know, what I liked about this movie is that it's really not about wrestling. Like, you could switch
that
out with.
Absolutely.
You know, like, you could switch that out with any entertainment industry job.
Totally.
Kind of.
Dancing,
Or sports, even.
Sports, musicians. Like, yeah, you could. Mm. Absolutely.
So we've talked a bit about Florence Pugh in a previous episode, Little Women. Check it out. That's a good episode.
She's so good in that movie.
This was the movie that kind of got her noticed by many people. And a thought on your, like, let's just take a second to gush about Florence Pugh for a little bit, basically.
I just love her so much.
Because, like, I think it's pretty obvious that she is a rising star.
Yes.
Probably a star at this point. Like, she's... She's an Avenger.
Yeah.
Possibly Dark Avenger.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
See what happens. She just did Black Widow.
Yeah. She's so good.
She's got a few movies on the up and coming. Like, she's doing one that I'm for sure going to be seeing, which it's a period drama, which I already loved her in Little Women.
She's so good in Little Women.
And it looks really good, so... yeah, I'm going to be keeping an eye out for that.
Yeah.
So this was kind of her big intro, and then, like, she's been doing nothing but killing it since.
Yeah.
And it's so recent, too. Like, that's the crazy thing.
Yeah, totally.
As soon as, like, 2016, and, like, look at her now.
Yeah, absolutely. She's definitely, like, a rising star, like you said. And she's just, like, one of those actresses that... She just definitely demands the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Little Women, in the character of Amy, who people, like, have very mixed feelings about, like, we both were super compelled to her because she's, like, such a great actress. I think she brought a lot to that role, and I think she did with this, too.
Yeah, she took a character that would be unlikable and made her likable. Like, most people don't like Amy.
Right. I would agree with that, yeah.
For good reasons, too.
She's kind of a brat,
kind of a brat. What do you think Florence Pugh brings to the table, exactly? Like, what's her it factor to you? Like,
I think she's she's beautiful.
Ah, yeah.
She...
In that kind of Scarlett Johansson way.
Yes.
In that kind of like timeless way.
Timeless movie star way. Yeah. Yeah, she's got beautiful features. And I think too that she, when she like talks, that she's got like a leadership quality where you are stopping and listening.
Mm.
So definitely I'm glad that she's going to be doing big things because she deserves the spotlight for a little while, you know?
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. I like
very
her.
Good. So Florence Pugh, you're right.
You're good.
You're right, girl.
You're good, girl.
Mark my words, I'm thinking this year, next, yeah, or within the next three for sure, she'll be getting an Oscar.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like, I think she got nominated for Little Women, so it's definitely a possibility.
On the table, yeah.
What would be your wrestling persona?
Oh, great question.
Granola girl.
Definitely hippy dippy enough for that like to work.
Like that would be, that's what I'm talking about, persona, not name, but just like your persona would, like you would probably be a hippie type.
Yeah, but hippies can't wrestle, like we're not cutthroat. So I think I
well,
would,
that would be
if
your
I had to like
wrestling style is passive aggressive
yoga moves.
Yeah. And getting out of the way at just the right time,
crushing them with the spider.
Which, did you notice that there was a move called the Black Widow in this? Kind of weird.
I did not notice that.
There's a wrestling move called the Black Widow in
that's
this.
That's funny.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, I do remember now that you said it. I'm
the Black Widow.
It.
It's like, whoa, weird. Because this was way before, like, it wasn't
way
even
before.
On the table.
Yeah,
like,
way before. Yeah. That's fun.
Crazy.
Yeah, probably some, like, flower child kind of persona.
Did you watch Glow?
I did not.
Oh my god. Yeah, you gotta watch Glow.
I should watch Glow.
If
I've
we
heard
could,
nothing but good things about
like,
it.
Like, I usually do this thing where I recommend on Wednesdays, like, hey, if you liked this movie, you'd like this. For this, I would love to recommend Glow, but that's a TV show.
I mean, I think you still could.
Highly recommend. No. Moving on to the next question. all right. So who would you rather have as a coach, Vince Vaughn or Dwayne Johnson?
Vince Vaughn.
Really? Wait, what?
Okay.
What?
Hear me out
Hold
here.
On.
Hear me out here.
He is a total
he's
asshole.
He's an asshole.
All right.
I feel like he's a misogynistic guy too. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say it, but I feel it.
He could have been way worse actually.
Totally.
Yeah, but
I yeah, totally.
You've been really good at making this PG-13, and really, it has to be really hard to do that with Brits because Brits, like,
they love cursing, and yes, I love them. Yeah. They like nudity. They like all the
right,
things that
all of it. Yeah.
Make it rated R. No, yeah. But hear me out.
Okay.
Because the scene where The Rock screams at them was terrifying for me. And I wouldn't want that as a coach because you know for damn well he'd be screaming at them
like that. Oh, I got you.
I would be terrified.
Terrified, yeah.
It might make me work harder.
The part that scared me more though was just the slam against the wall. It's just like, oh, saying. God. You know what? I'm good, actually. You can go. Wow.
So,
he wanted
that
to be my skull. Did you see that?
For that reason and that reason alone.
Okay.
I'd take Vince Vaughn.
Interesting.
Plus, I do think that, like, as this happens a lot in sports movies, we peel back the layers a little bit for the coaches,
mm-hmm.
why he is the way he is.
That was really good. That
and
was a
I
great
liked
scene.
That.
Yeah.
It made him human, you know?
Right.
And I...
Because there's that scene where, yeah, Paige is pouting over that...
She's really sad
...occurrence
about,
on the mm-hmm. tour bus or whatever, and yeah, he gives her the whole spiel. Yeah, because he denied her brother the shot.
Yeah, and she's bitter about that.
Yeah.
She's mad because
he's
her brother's
like, well, I did it for
friend.
This reason. Well, like, maybe this would have been his story. He didn't want to see that happen to him.
Yeah.
So you'd see... Yeah, that was really well done. That
they
was
did a good job of, like, oh,
humanizing
okay.
him.
Yeah. And I, like, don't play sports, obviously, but I've heard that, you know, a lot of coaches, it takes a while to see, like, who they are and why they are the way they are in real life too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they did a good job of making that a reality in this.
And kind of did want to talk about that, like, you know, this is as much about her brother as it is her.
Yes.
Really. And he, you know, he gets the hard no.
Yes.
That so many of us fear in the artistic industry, like those of us who are lucky enough to even entertain the idea of doing it for
it's
a living.
It's so hard to face rejection.
Yeah. But this is like the real rejection, like, you know. Yeah. So I don't know, like, How did you feel about that? And how did you feel about the family's reaction and then Paige's reaction and like, Zach's reaction?
Yeah, Paige, like, I feel like, you know, as a sister, I would be reacting the same way. Like, she's protective. She's upset. She's not going to throw away her shot, which is good.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would hope her brother wouldn't want that for her.
And thank God that he wasn't the asshole who... I like that he...
They could have swung it that way very easily. Yeah. And they almost did. Yeah. I mean, they sort of did temporarily like when they were fighting.
Like, they did, but it built to that, I think, is the difference. Like, instead of, like, being bitter right off the bat, like, you could just see it, like...
Slowly simmering.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally. Because... And the family, you know, they were really sweet, but then they, like... were so excited about her that they weren't really looking at how it was affecting him.
Kind of overlooked him a little
bit. Yeah, because I think that maybe it would have helped him deal with it if they would have been a little more supportive for him.
Sure.
And we already know that, like, the dad comes from crime, the older brother is in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as the parents, I would have thought, we need to make sure that we're extra supportive so that he doesn't go down that path, right?
True, yeah.
You know, that all that being said, like, I do think that he learned a lesson. It's hard to face rejection in the face. It sucks.
It's hard.
It's so hard to be rejected.
I really felt for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really felt for that
character. It's so hard, yeah.
And he did a really good job, that
Such
actor.
Such a good job.
And he, like, it's a great sibling movie. You don't
totally
get a lot of those.
Yeah.
And especially brother and sister duos. I totally relate to that. Yeah, you're right about rejection and so on and so forth. And he learned, like, I think what ultimately the lessons many people who face that rejection get and the journey they kind of go on is similar to Zach's. It's like sometimes you gotta settle for the, like, we joke about it, about, like, those who can't do teach. But you know what? There's no shame in that.
Oh, my God, no. Like, no. Teachers...
I think we're getting more comfortable with that these days, but
for sure
there's still that there was an element,
like,
of shame that came with, like,
it.
A stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I think that, like, you know, being the coach of somebody that makes it big is even better than being the person that makes it big, because you played, like, the biggest role in that. You know, that person would not have gotten that far without you,
right?
And, like, so him, like, it going full circle and him, like, teaching the boys and, like, coaching them and helping them and girls that are wrestling in the end, like, I thought that was a really special moment, because some people are just, like, incredible teachers and, you know, everybody needs a teacher.
Right. And, like, there's nothing to stop them from doing more competitions or more tryouts or anything like that. It's hard to see that now, of course, but, you know, just saying, like, you know, like, it sucks. Like, yeah.
It's one
sometimes
of those things.
When,
like,
you're especially when, I mean, this was the dream. Like, that. So that's even harder, like, to find out. It's like, okay, I'm not going to get my dream. I know that now. Okay.
Time to
what
make
now?
A new dream.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to make a new dream. Like, maybe his new dream is, like, changing the lives of people who, like, otherwise might have a bad life.
Yeah,
right?
You know?
Like, we see those kids, like, about to, like, vandalize some shit, basically.
Yeah.
And he's like, get in the fucking van.
Yeah.
We're gonna go wrestle instead.
Yeah.
Right. So I love that. And I love that growth for him. And you're right, like, it doesn't mean that he can't go on to do other wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that he's not gonna be
no
part
WWE.
Of this thing that he wanted. But now, like, his sister has it, and he, you know, hopefully will have something else that's maybe even better and more exciting for him.
Right.
Because, like, for all we know, he would have been the character, like, Vince Vaughn's character who...
Right. Exactly.
Technically, quote-unquote, made it, but not in the way that he envisioned it for himself. So he could have achieved his dream, but it wouldn't have been his dream, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would not have been what he actually wanted. And
right.
He could have, like, broken his neck or...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like...
Could have saved him from some serious injuries, too. Yeah.
It's hard to see in the moment, though. I totally,
yes.
like...
Yeah, I understood
I love,
it from both ends. Like,
yeah.
I appreciated the journey, but I appreciated that they attacked it in a truthful way. Where it's
totally.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because nobody like, gets rejected and then says, okay, time to move on.
Right.
Like, you have to be, like, bummed about it and live in that for a minute. And then you have
pick
to, like I said, like, pick yourself back up and create a new dream. Okay, well, this didn't work out. Either I'm going to keep trying towards this, or I'm going to find something that's, you know, more attainable, that's going to bring me more joy, potentially.
Yeah.
You know?
That's,
I don't know.
You know, yeah.
I don't know.
Perfect. Well, now it's time for some favorite questions.
Yeah, buddy.
So what was your favorite scene in Fighting With My
Family? So I have two.
Okay.
So my first one is The Rock yelling at them.
You know, pretty great. And a pretty great cameo, too.
It's so good. Like, I just, it shocked me.
Yeah.
Like, I could see him being annoyed, too. Yeah. And so I was like, oh.
Right. I know, right. Yeah.
And, but then for him to be, like, to turn it around, and I was like, is he a nice person? Or is he, like, an asshole that just blew up at them, and now he's pretending to be a nice person? Like, I loved that. It was so fun.
Really good.
He did really great there.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my other one is Paige. Like, not when she takes a turn and starts like letting these girls be her friend, because she was pushing them away. She was assuming that they were talking about
she
her when
judged
they
were them.
She did, and I've been both girls, right?
Yeah, for sure.
There's
a lot of really good lessons in
totally,
this.
Totally. Yeah. So she like would see them whispering and she'd assume, oh, they're talking about me again. And
boy, you talk about me again, I'll give you a proper receipt. It's like, bitch.
Excuse me. But so when they're all on the beach together and the one girl is like about to honk the horn and then she goes,
don't
over,
you do it.
Yeah, I loved that.
You liked that. So that was a very, that was the girl power moment.
Totally.
But done well, you know.
Done to really
the,
well. Like,
you know, no, none of that Avenger. None of that Avengers Endgame bullshit.
No, none of that bullshit. No, I loved that. I was like, good for you. Like, lending your
good
strength to her, because he was telling her to give up.
Yeah, right.
Which is part of the such psychological
dick,
torture
athletes
go through.
Right.
But, like, having somebody there to say, don't you fucking dare give up. Like, that's good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, and, like, especially, I love it. Like, this is supposed to be competitive, but, like, you know, there's no reason for it to be competitive. Let's support each other.
Yes, absolutely. Because who even knows if these girls will be teamed up against each other, you know?
Sure.
Wrestling,
like,
is
so
weird.
We're gonna get rejected. Well, we each have an equal opportunity to be rejected, so let's be cool with each other till then, like, you know.
There's something really important in that, in like befriending the people that you're stuck with.
Yeah, you know, it's that saying, you know, be, you know, good to the people you meet on the way up.
Yeah.
Favorite performance.
I have to give it to Florence Pugh.
Yeah, right.
She's so good in this, like, she just pours herself into whatever role she's in.
Yeah, yeah.
I already said earlier, I didn't even recognize her at first. You know, this is different than anything else
better
I've ever seen her
better as a blonde
in.
Or a brunette?
Blonde.
You like her better as a blonde?
Yeah, you like
damn,
her better as a
yeah,
brunette?
Yeah, brunette, for sure.
Black hair?
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, like, and especially, like, I kind of like that goth look a little bit.
You do, yeah. You do. I definitely think she's better as a blonde, personally.
Damn.
But I would be heart curious to see her as a redhead.
Whoa.
Because she's got that...
Go full Black
full
Widow.
Black Widow. She's got that skin tone where I feel like she can pull off pretty much any color.
It's
like,
true.
She's so pretty. Yeah, I've said it 100 times, but
she's got if you couldn't pick Florence Pugh, who would be your... runner up.
My second favorite was Vince Vaughn.
Was Vince Vaughn.
It
yeah.
Was.
Pretty great performance, actually.
He did really good.
He does this coach stuff good.
He does. And he's one of those actors that I'm like, yeah, I think he's cool. He's fine.
I like him, actually.
Yeah. I don't have anything against him. He's not usually the standout performer for me, though. And he did really good in this.
He
I
did.
Was impressed. I
hell
did
yeah.
think the brother did really good, too.
Yeah, it's true.
It's hard to pick just one.
Right.
And it's really fun to see Cersei, which I'll remember her
of
real
course.
Name one day.
Yeah, see, it's kind of, we kind of got a full reunion of, not last week, but the week before.
Because
we got Lena Headey from
Headey,
Gunpowder, and then we got Rock from Jumanji.
Yeah, hell yeah, you're right.
So we
kind of
can connect this to another episode.
Connections within connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really fun in this, too.
She
and
was
I
great.
Just, like, I can't help but think I just really, like her as a mom. I don't know if she's a mom in real life. That being said, you guys,
better as this mom than another than Cersei
or Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But in Game of Thrones, that's all she wants.
That's true. Actually,
she does,
like,
everything
she will kill
for her
for
children
those kids.
Literally. Even Joffrey, who is like a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's true, you know.
No, I think she's just a compelling mom character. Yep. I can't help it.
And then I didn't even recognize the guy
the
who plays the dad.
I definitely know him from some, like,
well, no,
Reddit.
I know him, but I'm saying, like, he's unrecognizable. Like, I know him from Shaun of the Dead. You'll get to know him. Like,
yeah, I know him from, like, some British comedy, like, stoner comedy movies that I've watched.
Like, he does, a lot of British stuff.
Yeah, I like him. He's fun.
Yeah. He is. Favorite quote.
My favorite quote is actually it's between two characters. Ricky says, "I'd just gotten out of prison." And Hugh says, "Prison? What was that for?" And Ricky says, "Mainly violence." That whole dinner table scene was fucking golden. Like,
the family is like a good, great character. Like, or a good, they have a lot of humor going
on. Some armed
for
robbery. Yeah. How did you two meet? Well, this guy, it's very romantic. He was about to kill himself. Like, what is
really
happening?
Really funny. Like, they are, yeah, they were great together. Like, oh my God, so that whole good family, like, worked really well together.
It was so fun.
Would you rewatch or recommend?
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah,
totally,
both.
Nice. So fun.
And then out of 5 stars, how many stars would you give Fighting With
Four
My Family?
4 big ones.
4. Yeah, solid. I gave it a... I think I gave it a 4.5. Yeah, it's really good. Like, it's
really good.
Got some great lessons going for it.
Totally. Lots of good lessons. It's a fun watch. There's some chuckling parts, you know, some very serious parts.
Very uplifting.
Very uplifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, alrighty then.
Alrighty
so
then.
So now that, and did you have any connections made with this?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Between the two.
Oh, between... Oh, no,
I
did
really
you...
Just, I don't... Because I don't really watch wrestling movies.
Nothing, like, maybe Rudy, because that's a motivational sports movie.
Sure.
So, for my movie, like, connections to other movies... There were so many references made throughout Game Night, though. But,
Pulp Fiction.
Wolf of Wall Street, like, what's his name? Chandler.
Totally.
The guy who plays Brooks. He was a big part of Wolf of Wall Street. He plays a cop, and, like, I think he mentions, like, oh, I told him I work on Wall Street. It's like, oh, interesting. They mentioned the Hulk. I mean, Jurassic Park, Pulp Fiction scene I mentioned. Taken 3 kind of is a big reference in there. Fight Club. They reference Psycho when they introduce Glinda. And then, yeah, and then Fight Club. And then The Game, which was a movie starring Michael Douglas in the 90s. This kind of was about a guy whose brother, like, sets a game in motion where he pays people to perform.
Damn.
Like, it's real life and shit, and it becomes a big mind fuck of a movie where it's like, wait, what's real, what's not?
Damn.
Sean Penn plays the brother. Anyway.
Oh, I love him.
But yeah, okay, but now it's time to make connections between the two movies.
Real quick, though, what did you think about the Irish gal? I love her.
The Irish gal.
In Game Night.
Oh, yeah,
I
she
forgot.
Was pretty good.
She's good.
I don't really know her.
I know her from Catastrophe. It's a British show on Amazon Prime, guys. Check it out.
Nice.
It's hilarious.
Catastrophe.
Anyways, connections between the two, shall
we? Connections between the two movies, between Fighting With My Family and...
Game Night. I have two. So,
go for it.
Both movies are about competitive siblings.
Uh-huh.
And then my other connection is in both films, the main character has to figure out if they're on the correct path.
Yeah.
So Paige, like with her wrestling, does she want it or is this something that's been pushed on her whole life? And then Max with having a baby, does he want to have a baby? Like, or is he just doing what's expected of him?
Hmm. Wow. You nailed it.
Thanks.
See, yeah, I did say sibling rivalry. So that's, same thing. People with accents.
Yeah,
we
true.
Have a whole British cast, and then you've got... And that's another surprising thing. It was about British wrestling, not, like, typical WWE,
totally,
you know?
Totally weird, yeah.
People with accents, and then celebrities do make appearances, even though one does turn out to be fake. And that guy is known for being mistaken for Denzel Washington all the time.
Oh, is that true?
And, his name is, like, Malcolm X Washington or something.
That's
like that.
Fun.
And... Malcolm X was a character that
Denzel Washington played.
So there's a lot of levels going on there.
That is such a fun, like, side storyline.
And then you have The Rock and stuff. But no, I like what you said about, the main characters being on the similar path. Yeah, that's a huge connection.
Thanks.
So yeah, we nailed it. perfect. Well, now I think it is time to move on to recommendations.
Yeah, buddy.
What do you got?
So this week I'm going to recommend a book series.
Yeah.
It's
book
called
series. Love All the Literacy.
Hell yeah. It is called The Bromance Book Club.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a chick lit book series. It's really like an easy read. It's fun. But it's about dudes who are trying to fix their relationships by forming a book club and reading romance novels together.
What?
It's so fun.
This sounds
fun.
Cool.
It's so fun.
This, and I mean, you think this is going to be a series?
There's three so far.
No, like movie?
I wish. Or, you know, I mean, we'll
TV
see.
Series?
That would be great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a TV series.
That would be cool.
Is it cinematic? I don't know. Anyway.
It's great. It's fun. Yeah. It's cool. Really fun. And I like that, like, a lot of the characters, like, probably half of the guys are, like, really big macho guys. Like, they have a hockey player, two baseball players, and then, like, a guy that owns, like, clubs and bars and stuff. And so I love that there are these guys that you wouldn't think would, like, do something like that, and they really respect women too, which it's written by a woman, of course, but
is
I just
this
love
YA
it.
Literature?
No.
Okay.
Definitely adult. It's chick lit. Cool. Chick lit is what they call that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Chick literature. Cool. Yeah, it's kind of
chick
bullshit.
Lit. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, chick lit.
Interesting.
Super
okay.
Fun. Super fun book series. It's funny and easy to read.
So I'm going to cough. I don't know why I fucking exited that. That was really stupid of me. So I'm going to spoil all of you. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. So we were kind of talking about how it's good to, like, sometimes you might have to reassess your path, or, like, you know, we talked about, you know, stressful times and stuff
yes.
like that. And things are on the rise again, especially by the time this comes out. Like, we will have experienced some pretty stressful times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to get bogged down with everything that's going on. Well, a lot of people are turning to therapy, which I would recommend first
yes.
and foremost. But I'm also going to specifically recommend a friend of mine who is an intimacy coach.
Oh, that's cool.
And is helping people, you know, become... she helps couples as well as individuals who want to be able to date themselves as well as others.
I love that.
And her name is Rachel Morgan. And the program, the business that she runs is called Beyond Touch Intimacy Coaching. So I'm going to maybe even leave a link in the show notes for you guys. Definitely look her up. And that is, again, Beyond Touch Intimacy Coaching.
I love that. That's really cool.
Check them out.
Very cool.
She's great. She will make you feel empowered. Yeah, check it out. Great. So those are our recommendations. Be sure to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can follow us there at The Movie Connection. All one word.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can follow us individually. Me at Jacob Bean Watson.
And me at Casey Schwartz.
You can send us an email.
At movieconnectionpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, just say hey, you know, let us know how we're doing.
Recommend some movies you want us to watch.
For sure, as we are on the second half of our season going forward.
Mm-hmm.
This has been episode... Shit. 13 or 14.
We're somewhere in there.
I've been so good at, like, naming it
yeah,
at the
you
top,
have been.
Too. Anyway, what else? We got a Facebook at The Movie Connection. We usually post episode links and so
yeah.
on and so forth.
Feel free to DM us on Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Always a good way to get a hold of us.
Give us a rating on iTunes or subscribe on Spotify.
Yeah, definitely do that. We would love that. We're always looking to expand the community, expand
yeah.
the listenership. Great. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. It is now time for us to give each other the assignments
yeah,
of the movies
buddy.
For next week's episode. And Casey, why don't you start us off? What movie will I be forced to watch for next week?
It's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, shit.
Eighth grade,
yeah, because it's that time. It's kind of back to school time, you know.
Back to school, folks.
All right.
This one was written and directed by Mr. Bo Burnham.
Oh shit! I love me some Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
recent discovery, big fan. love him.
So good.
All right, and the movie you will be watching is called Blue Jasmine. trigger warning for some of us.
Yes, man.
This is a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, okay.
So just prepare for that, but bear that in mind too. Like, don't let, like, you know, don't deny the reactions. Like, it's going to be a good talking point for sure.
Good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Blue Jasmine, and it stars Cate Blanchett though.
Oh, like, she's, love her.
Yeah. Freaking amazing.
She's so good.
So look forward to that. So we got Blue Jasmine and Eighth Grade. This should be interesting.
Sounds like
I wonder if we're, because we got, like, these are very much middle-aged people, and then we got, I'm guessing, eighth graders
for the most part. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, this will be fun. Tune in next week for these movies, and take care, everybody. Please get vaccinated if you would be so kind. And if not, you know, definitely mask up, be responsible.
Yeah, please mask up.
Do your part. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate you. Highlight of my week.
Mine too. I love it.
Hi, Chris. Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.